بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, there are so many questions regarding, we can say, the compilation of the Holy Quran. Of course, the right word is scripting the Holy Quran. We know that the ayahs were revealed to Prophet Muhammad, and by his order, they were recorded by the, we can say, the literate men of his time. There were some people who were literate, not so many, and they were supposed to write out the Holy Quran. One of them was Imam Ali alayhi salam. And now the question is that the current Holy Quran, which is in the hands of the people, whose scripture is this? Is it scripted by Imam Ali alayhi salam or the other caliphs? And if it was by Imam Ali or the other caliphs, were they alone in scripting down or scribing down, it's better to say, the text of the Holy Quran or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are some kinds of misunderstanding when it comes to, as many people say, collecting the Quran or ascribing the Quran. And inshallah, I will try my best to remove these kinds of misunderstanding. First of all, some people think that the order of the Quran, I mean, the number of the verses and the number of the chapters, were done by the caliphs after the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. This is absolutely wrong.
Okay.
So the concept of collecting the Quran at the time of the first caliph or third caliph has nothing to do with the order of the Noble Book of Quran.
Okay.
By the order of the Quran, I mean that nowadays we have first chapter Fatiha, then Baqarah, then Ali Imran, then Nisa, Ma'idah, and the last chapter be chapter An-Nas.
Yes.
Because we know that, for example, the verses of the Quran were not revealed based on the order that we see nowadays. So, for example, the first verses were from chapter Alaq, and nowadays chapter Alaq is in the 30th juz of Quran.
Yes.
It's not the first chapter. Or the chapter Baqarah has 286. They were revealed in many different occasions.
Yes.
But then later, the order of all the chapters and the orders of all the verses were done by the order of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family.
Okay. So this is for sure that...
Okay,
the orders that, were done by Prophet Muhammad.
I mean, it was based on the order of the Prophet that chapter Fatiha is in the first chapter, chapter Baqarah, with all these 286 verses, is based on the order of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. So this is for sure. Now, what happened by Imam Ali alayhi salam and the other caliphs is related to another issue. So first of all, let's talk about what is known as Mus'haf of Imam Ali alayhi salam. What's done by Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's been mentioned that after the demise of the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali alayhi salam collected the Quran based on the order of revelation. So this is the feature of Mus'haf of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And according to some people, he then presented that Mus'haf to the people, to the companions, 6 months after the demise of the Prophet. We have narrations from Abu Dhar, Salman, Ibn Abbas, who have talked about Mus'haf Imam Ali alayhi salam. It was the size of a camel load, according to some narrations, and he presented to the companions, but the companions said that we are not in need of this Mus'haf, and Imam Ali alayhi salam told them that you are not going to see this Mus'haf, anymore. And according to our narrations, this is one of the legacies of the imamate. Each imam gives it to the next imam, and nowadays it is with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance.
That's right.
And inshallah we'll see that after the reappearance of the imam. Now, what is this mushaf?
Sorry, the mushaf that you say is for sure different from the current Quran we have in our hands?
No. It's different in, I mean, the verses are the same verses, okay. The chapters are the same chapters, uh-huh. But the order is based on the time of revelation. Uh-huh. So in that mushaf, for example, we have first chapter Alaq, some verse of chapter yes. Alaq, then okay. some verse of chapter Al-Muddathir, because according to some people, it is the second chapter. And then Nun wal Qalam, and so on and so forth.
And this is not clear in the recorded history of Islam that which, for example, all the ayahs of the Quran or the surahs were revealed in what manner? Is it clear?
Some of the verses and some of the chapters are clear, but no one can claim that we have the order of the Quran. There are some claims, of course, mm-hmm. but they are not based on authentic historical reports. Yes, for some verses, we can claim that chapter Alaq, for example, some verses of chapter Alaq were revealed for the first time. And for some verses and chapters, we know about the year, for example, but to know the orders of all the verses and the chapters of the Noble Book of Quran, we do not have that. This is only one feature of the Mus'haf of Imam Hadi alayhi salam. According to some narrations, the Mus'haf of Imam Hadi alayhi salam included also the occasion of the revelation. Mm-hmm. Sha'n al-Nuzul of the verses.
Yes.
And according to some narrations, it also included which, verses are nasikh, abrogator, and which verses are mansukh, abrogated. And even some people believe that in that mushaf, the interpretation, both esoteric and exoteric interpretation of the Quran,
yes.
tafsir and ta'wil,
yes.
were also provided by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And somehow it was a commented Quran, a Noble Book of
wow.
Quran based on the, and also accompanied by the interpretation of Imam Hadi alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So it was a great mushaf, full of information and benefits for the people. First of all, if you know the order of the revelation, it will bring you many great messages. And second of all, to know about the occasion of the revelation, about abrogation, about esoteric and exoteric interpretation of the Quran. But unfortunately, the companions did not know the value and worth of this mushaf.
That's
so
right.
This is the mushaf of Imam Hadi alayhi salam.
Yes.
Same chapters, same verses, 114 chapters, and around 6,000 some hundred verses, but based on the order of the revelation and other points that I shared.
That's
this
right.
is about mushaf of Imam Hadi alayhi salam.
That's right.
Now,
About the mushaf of Imam Ali alayhi salam, do we have any mushaf of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, something like that? Is it the same?
No. Mushaf of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, has no verse of the Noble Book of Quran.
Uh-huh.
So the word mushaf means book.
Book, okay.
So this book of Lady Zahra, salamullahi alayha, is not related to the Noble Book of Quran at all. Unfortunately, again, this is, thank you for sharing this
mm-hmm.
question. This is another misunderstanding.
Yes.
Mushaf Fatima is about other issues,
uh-huh.
for example, about some news of the future, what will mm-hmm. happen in the future.
Okay.
And for example, maybe some of the Islamic laws. But there is no verse of the Quran in Mushaf Fatima, meaning that it's not about the Noble Book
yes.
of Quran. it is a different book. Now, when it comes to what happened by the caliphs, especially the third caliph, because again, some people, as I mentioned, think that the order of the Quran, which is nowadays in our hand, was done by the third caliph, mm-hmm. Uthman. But yes. Again, this is not the case.
Okay.
So the point is that, as I mentioned, the order of the verses and the order of the chapters were based on the command and instruction of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. But practically speaking, people and the scribes used to write down verses of the Quran in different on different pages or leaves or whatever they had at their hand at that time.
Yes.
So we have different mushafs of the Noble Book of Quran at the hands of the people. And sometimes it caused the people to have some differences in even reciting the Quran.
Yes.
And inshallah, maybe in one of the following sessions, we will talk about these differences in reciting the Quran. So what happened at the time of Uthman, I mean, the companions of the Prophet, they came to this understanding that people have different mushaf of the Noble Book of Quran, and it may cause a kind of differences in terms of reciting the Quran or even in the words of the Noble Book of Quran.
Yes.
According to some historical reports, Hudhayfa made the suggestion to the third caliph that we need to, let's say, have an official mushaf of the Noble Book of Quran.
Mm-hmm.
So the third caliph consulted the companions of the Prophet, and then he set a committee of four people: Zayd ibn Thabit, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Sa'id ibn As, and Abdurrahman ibn Harith. And then what happened later was that Uthman ordered all the mushafs of the Quran, I mean the copies of the Quran which were in the hands of the people, I mean they were written by different scribes, they were collected, and according to some historical reports, all of them were burned, or they were put in, boiling water, and that is why the third caliph is called Harraq al-Masahif.
Yes.
And then they began to provide a unified mushaf,
mm-hmm.
based on the order of the Prophet,
yes.
but without any difference in the words and the way of recitation.
Was there any supervision by Imam Ali alayhi salam at the time of Uthman? Because I've heard that not only Uthman, but Umar and Abu Bakr also got guidance from Imam Ali alayhi salam on different matters, you know, for example, Islamic laws, judgments, or something like that. Were they consulted by Ali alayhi salam for ascribing Quran to or not?
There is a difference of ideas regarding this issue. Some people believe that officially speaking, Uthman did not consult with Imam Ali alayhi salam. But now the question is that, is the Noble Book of Quran, which was collected by Uthman, and then those copies were sent to different Islamic lands, it was approved by Imam alayhi salam and later by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. According to some narrations, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt confirmed the action done by Uthman. And that is why Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam tells to one of his companions that recite the Quran like the people recite.
Okay.
I mean, he's referring to, of course, Sunni people. And according to one narration, it's been mentioned that Suwayd bin Ghafla, he says that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that regarding the mushafs of the Quran, Uthman did not do anything except that he sought my advice."
Mm-hmm.
So according to this narration, what was done by Uthman was based on the instructions of Imam Ali alayhi salam as well. Although maybe some may believe that officially Uthman did not seek the advice of Imam Ali alayhi salam, but based on this narration, it was done by the instruction of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And according to another narration, Imam Ali Salam is quoted as saying, if the issue of mushafs of the Quran was given to me, I was doing like what was done by Uthman.
Yes.
So all these narrations are telling us that what was done by the third caliph, whether he officially sought the consultation and advice of Imam Ali Salam or not, is confirmed by Imam Ali Alayhi Salam and later by Imam by other Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So what we have nowadays in our hands is exactly the Quran revealed to the Prophet. The order is based on the instruction and the command of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family.
Yes.
And what was done by the third caliph was approved and confirmed by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Of course, there are so many questions regarding, we can say, the true revelation of the Quran. Was there any change in the text of the Holy Quran or Revelation? We'll get to them into inshallah in an upcoming session of the program.
Inshallah.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن